New figures from Public Health and Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, show that more than 6,200 local residents have stepped up for first and second dose COVID-19 vaccine since Ontario Premier Doug Ford announced a provincial vaccine passport policy on September 1, 2021. The new policy states that people who have their full two-dose vaccinations can take part in several non-essential functions such as going to pubs, restaurants, cinemas, concerts, casinos, bingo halls, sporting events and fitness facilities. Daily COVID-19 summary reports from the health unit show that in the past 22 days, 1,779 area residents have attended local vaccination clinics to get their first shots. In addition to that, another 4,511 individuals have gone in to get their second vaccine dose in the same three-week period. PHSD also reported that overall, 87.6% of Sudbury area residents aged 12 and older have received their first dose of a vaccine, compared to 85.5% for all Ontario residents aged 12 and older. The health unit also reported that second doses have been received by 81.1% of those aged 12 and older in the local health jurisdiction, compared to 79.6% of Ontarians of the same age overall. The health unit also reported on the increasing number of COVID cases in the past 3.5 months. Of the 300 new cases of COVID-19 reported to Public Health and Sudbury and Districts since June 1, most of them, 74%, have been among unvaccinated residents. That accounted for 223 people, said PHSD. During that same period, 35 persons, 12%, with only one dose of vaccine contracted the disease and 42 people with two doses, 14%, picked up the disease. The numbers were updated to the end of day as of September 22, 2021. Public health experts have said all along that the vaccines are not 100% effective and that COVID-19 could still be contracted in the two-week period it usually takes for the vaccines to build up antibodies. A Public Health Ontario, PHA, statement said the rate of vaccine effectiveness can vary by vaccine brand, by the age of the people and even by their job description, such as healthcare workers. In general, VAE is about 60-80% for preventing symptomatic COVID-19 infection 3-4 weeks after receiving a single dose of Pfizer or Moderna and 60-70% for preventing symptomatic COVID-19 after a single dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine, said PHA. PHSD also reported that between September 16 and September 22, Public Health identified 801 people as having had high-risk close contact with a case of COVID-19. This represents an average of 21.0 high-risk close contacts per local case reported in the past 7 days, compared to 9.0 high-risk close contacts per case reported last week. Public Health said it follows up directly and regularly with every high-risk close contact to monitor them for symptoms, ensure they are self-isolating, usually not required if fully vaccinated, and make recommendations for testing according to provincial guidance.